At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Las Vegas, million-dollar homes. There are cracks in Las Vegas. Jeff Bliss, High Roller Bliss, is Pacific Watch, Vegas Report. We begin with those cracks. Jeff, for some time now, Vegas has not answered the call to make prices rational and to explain why it is that so many people are not buying into the Vegas line, especially housing. Now you send me an article showing that million-dollar homes have cracks in their surfaces and cracks in their fine details. Maybe $1 million isn't what it used to be. However, I'm surprised that Las Vegas has not supervised more closely the building, knowing that everything would reflect on the central part, the Strip. The Strip is in trouble, and now the housing's in trouble. Is this new, or has it always been there, and people are complaining because things are going badly? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. I think that you can say this is something new. You know, it's always tough to build in the desert, especially in the desert of the Las Vegas area. It's so hot, and weather can be unpredictable at times. Even though people think it's always hot and sunny, it can be have flash floods and big storms. But this sounds like, and this is just me speculating, that this may be a case of, you know, folks just building so rapidly, and maybe inspections aren't taking place at the correct time, or reports aren't coming in at the right time, you know, quick enough. But we have these homes out in the Henderson area, Lake Las Vegas, which is outside of Vegas itself. And some of these homes, some of the homes out in Lake Las Vegas are spectacular, multi-million dollar homes. Now, I don't know which homes specifically are dealing with this, but apparently quite a few have started to see some shifting in the land under their buildings, resulting in cracks and other problems in the structures. And this is a big deal. Now, this may be just part of the land around Lake Las Vegas. I don't think it extends to the Strip, which is quite a distance away. But this tells you that there things are moving ahead rapidly and people aren't crossing all the T's there and making sure things get done, because these are pretty significant structural problems.
We don't think there was a Chinese construction company involved in this, do we, Jeff? That's the other place I know where cracks show up in buildings.
I haven't heard anything about that. It looks like local ones. They may be part of a larger, national company. But for right now, it appears that these are all local problems.
Let's go to the Strip. I do not know Las Vegas. I count on your eyes. You know it very well. For some time, we've been talking about nickel and diming, charging you for lying next to the pool, or $40 or $30 for a beer. An article comes in to me, not from High Roller Bliss, but from one of the popular magazines, saying they've reduced prices. They finally get it. But not very much, Jeff. Not anything that seemed extraordinary, giving rooms away. Aren't those rooms empty?
Yeah, well, some of the rooms are empty. Some of the hotels have been hit very hard, and not just the hotel rooms, but also at the casino tables. And the discounts they've offered this past week in a special super sale that seemed to encompass all of the properties in Vegas. By that, I mean the hotels, casino, resorts. Some of them were good, but a lot of them were really lackluster, and others were just horrible. It's like, you know, who cares? They give you a free croissant with your 20% off, which is nothing. And, you know, what we're talking about is normal sale prices. Just like any other resort area, you have on season and low season. And so when it gets toward the lower season, they tend to discount things and have what they call sales. And that's what they've been doing. And really, for a lot of these really big name hotel casinos, there's nothing remarkable about what they're offering. They're trying to package it as something special. But you're not hearing people in California and Arizona say, wow, I got to get over there. Those are great prices. They really aren't. On top of that, a lot of these places are still dealing with the nickel and diming. In other words, charging you exorbitant fees from everything in food and beverage to, you know, having a place at the pool or parking your car or just a resort fee, which is always a mystery what that is. So, you know, things haven't changed enough in Vegas yet. Have they got the message that people are, you know, not coming? Yeah, but they don't seem to be doing the right thing about it.
Let's go to the property market. Again, I depend upon you to orient me here. There's an advertisement for a place called Cadence and a place called Summerlin. Summerlin was where Hollywood was supposed to be before they unwisely rejected. But the advertisement says, despite a cooling market, Cadence and Summerlin are holding strong. Is that good news? Where are Cadence and Summerlin?
So Cadence is out in Henderson, that same town near Las Vegas, considered part of the Vegas metro area, where they have, you know, gorgeous multimillion-dollar homes. It's not part of the area that's being affected, I'm told. It's a planned community, and people look to those types of places. You know, it's already green. It's got water resources. And the same with Summerlin. Summerlin's kind of on the west side sort of there of Vegas. And both those towns, both those cities are places that feed Vegas, you know, in terms of management workers, upper management, those types of folks. And they're very, very nice communities, master planned, great amenities, great schools. So that's why those areas are holding up. Other parts of Vegas, they're still dealing with, old infrastructure issues and, crime is kind of spreading some. So that's why you see places like Cadence and Summerlin holding up.
And you recommend still to look at the properties here. We're looking at a lot of houses being sold. That's all good news. But I go to the high end, the highest end at all you brought to my attention. It's called the Empathy Suite at a casino on or near the Strip, the Palms Casino Resort. Where is that? And what costs $100,000 a night?
It's hard to believe you can get that much, but it's a couple blocks off the Strip is the best way to put it. You can see it from the Strip. It's always been looked at as kind of a hip place. It attracts a younger crowd. And it's a place, this is the kind of place that draws the wealthy Instagram crowd. So for $100,000 a night and has a two-night minimum, this 9,000-square-foot, two-floor suite, you know, it comes with a shark tank. It has its own 24-hour butler. You got two master bedrooms, a private cinema, an infinity pool. It's almost like you can go there and then not bother going to Vegas, but it's definitely going to be one of those places you see in the Instagram and in other social media of real high-end people. They'll want to show it off. It is gorgeous, but you know, a $200,000 weekend in Vegas, that's a bit much.
Wow. Okay, we leave Las Vegas to understand that the reason that tourists are not coming is because you're charging too much for ordinary things. And we go to Los Angeles, where we have good news. Introduce Caruso. What is he known for, Mr. Caruso of Los Angeles?
Rick Caruso really established himself as a developer, very successful. He transformed areas that were kind of dying or not doing that great into beautiful showcases that have become not just shopping centers, but also the, focal points for many communities. And so you've got places in Beverly Hills and over in Westlake Village out near Ventura County that are just, they're just gorgeous. And he's created these developments that have been wildly successful. He's a huge philanthropist. He's given to a number of universities and other causes. He's been a very civic-minded type of person sitting on various commissions, including the police commission, when he got a lot of rave reviews for his work on that. And he's just considered the all-around good guy in L.A. Now, people don't always agree with him.
Very attractive. Let's get right to it. Is he going to run for mayor? Yes or no?
I think he will. I think Sacramento's a bit too far away. So I think this is L.A., and that's where he'll make his name.
The positive. Rick Caruso, Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. we do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.